Shay Neal here for KGGF, and we're catching up on all things Red Raven sports with Coffeyville Community College SID, Brad Weber. Brad, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. And this is something we've done a little bit in the past, but not since I've been here, and I'm very excited to get back into it because we'll get into it, obviously, over the course of the next few minutes. But Coffeyville is a school that there's never any breaks in the action when it comes to athletics.
There's never a dull moment. No. We got enough sports for everybody. We have a sport. I think everybody can find one they like, and we try and field some teams.
Absolutely. And something I talked about with Coach Kelly of the volleyball team earlier today that I think everybody really has to enjoy, whether you're a student, a coach, an administrator, or a community member, is it feels like every team at CCC in terms of athletics is either a championship contender or making steps to get to that point where there's not many teams that are kind of flat-footed. It's teams that are at the top or teams that are very rapidly climbing.
As a whole, I think our athletic department would stack up, obviously across the state. What's the Division I level where they have? What is it, the cup that goes around to the all around mm-hmm. university with the top sports or rankings? And I think we would be right in there in the state of Kansas as far as community colleges. From football and basketball is usually what most people know us from, especially over the last few years. But even the soccers, the volleyballs, that the tracks. The tracks are perennial top 10 teams at nationals. Golf, those types of things. I think we could rank right in there with about anybody.
Absolutely, I completely agree. And let's get started. You mentioned soccer, and that's where I want to start because the Lady Ravens get their first ever win in El Dorado against a top 10 team in the nation, the Butler Grizzlies. What a game that was!
It was.
And first thing, when I saw the preseason rankings come out for the KJCCC, mm-hmm. they put Coffeyville, I believe, at number 5.
I know,
and that was after a season where they won 14 games. I felt like that was a little disrespectful. And I think they might have agreed.
Talking with our head coach, Coach Schicke, I know he was kind of pressing that on the motivation side with him. There's no respect out there for us. Maybe we need to go out then and kind of show them what we got here. And then stepping right out of the gate, they had a good first victory. But then they traveled their second match of the season, traveling over to El Dorado, playing Butler at their place. And like you mentioned, picked up the first win in program history. In El Dorado, we'd beaten Butler a couple times before, but had been in Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. So getting that first victory in El Dorado against a nationally higher ranked national team was a good feather in the cap this early in the season.
Absolutely, and it seems like like you said, maybe a little bit of an unfair ranking. Where I understand the premise of there's a lot of turnover in JUCO, mm-hmm. but there's mm-hmm. a lot of turnover for every program
yep.
in JUCO,
yep.
and so
yep.
I think. When you win 14 games, that's not an accident.
And it makes you wonder, because what those preseason rankings are, obviously are the coaches, coaches in each of those sports voting on that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it kind of foretells a little bit of what those coaches are thinking, that type of thing.
It sure does. And I'll tell you what, no matter what sport it is, whether it's football, soccer, track, whatever, mm-hmm. winning against the Butler Grizzlies on the road,
it's tough to do. And it always feels good when it happens.
Yeah,
so
it sure does.
Shout out to our goalie that Coach Schicke's had, and I'm still working on pronunciations on this, but Rosa Ferreira Kalubug, young lady, with her shutout victory at Butler, earned the goalkeeper, KJCCC goalkeeper of the week this week for that. She had 10 shots on goal against the top team in Butler, and she turned them all away. It was her first collegiate shutout, a 1-0 victory to give us the victory over there. So shout out to her for goalkeeper of the week.
And what a time to have your first collegiate shutout. And speaking of conference accomplishments, something that we found out yesterday, this win, of course, big for the program, big for the momentum going into conference play, but also now big for their national recognition as they climb uh-huh. their way into the top 25.
Yep. They're starting to get some recognition at the national level. They cracked into the top 20. We are Division I in women's soccer. So we're talking about Division I schools, top 20. 20, and we were ranked, cracked into number 19. So that's looking in a positive direction.
Absolutely. And like we hinted at, no breaks in this conference. You beat Butler, and now you come back, which I'm sure they're excited to play in front of their fans. But they take on the number 10, Barton County Cougars, another school that just really, across all sports, is very tough in this conference.
Yep.
And,
yep.
But, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way. One of my favorite parts about the Jayhawk Conference is every single game is a big game.
Yep, yep. One of my favorite sports quotes is that, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best. So it's good this early season getting to go two back-to-back ranked opponents like that and see where we're at.
Absolutely. One of my favorite quotes comes from Tony Turner, women's basketball coach, who I'm sure we'll talk about plenty as we go on into the fall and winter months. But before they played Dodge City in the regional semifinals, a Dodge team that hadn't lost in 3 months, I talked to him before the game and I said, how are you feeling going into this game? And he just looked at me with this grin on his face and he said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yep.
And I was just like, you know, that's the mentality you got to have.
You got to have it. You know, if you could just pick the winners in the games, there wouldn't be any fun in that. So the actual sport of going out and competing and proving that you either have the ranking or you can beat somebody who does have the ranking. So
absolutely. So congratulations to women's soccer on all they've accomplished and best of luck to them and the men against Barton tomorrow night.
Yep. And then the men on the men's side, they haven't played a ranked opponent until tomorrow. Yep. Barton's team comes in ranked number 11. So if we'll go out and lace them up against the top ranked team on both sides, men and women, tomorrow.
Absolutely. And you know, so far, I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch the game against Crowder, but I did get to watch the season opener against NEO. And Coach Harrison has that offense looking fantastic, especially with that striker, Paolo Diaz, 5 goals in his first 2 games.
Yep. He got player of the week the first week with his big game against Crowder. I think he had 4 goals in the first game. So he's looking good. Coach Harrison's learning on the ropes as he goes. He was brought in. It is his first year here. He obviously replacing Coach Barker, who moved on up the ladder a little bit to a Division I school as an assistant coach. So Coach Harrison has him going. I was pretty impressed looking at the first couple of games coming in, being first year. They looked organized. You know, you mentioned the offense. The offense looked good. So I think we're looking for good things from him this year.
Yeah, and I think it's a good sign that the offense looked so good, because when I spoke to Coach Harrison, he said he's a defensive-minded coach.
Yeah.
So if the offense looks that good and he's more of a defensive guy, well, then it's only a matter of time before this team's top of the conference.
So I see them gelling as the season progresses.
Absolutely. So. I completely agree. Of course, another big week in the kickoff of football season with the Red Ravens taking on the Highland Community College Scotties. And, of course, plenty of opportunities for the Ravens that didn't quite go their way. But the first thing, I mentioned this on the broadcast, and just a night and day difference from the Highland team we saw last year and the Highland team that showed up on Saturday. They were well coached, and they took advantage of mistakes, which is how you win college football games.
Yep, it is. And I think, and I've said this for a couple years now, I think Highland has a sneaky home advantage up there. Having to travel all the way up there, it has, you know, it's not in a big city by any means. And being the first road game of the year, you know, all those freshmen, their first college game of the year, it's it just shapes up then. Not that I'm trying to throw out excuses by any means, but you got to lace them up. It's been a tough place for us to play up there through the years, especially looking at the last 10 or 11 years.
And you can take into consideration as well just everything that, of course, Highland was playing for. A team that really struggled last season, of course, the unfortunate way that they lost their head coach, their defensive coordinator's first game as a head coach. I'm sure, you know, a lot of motivation off the field for that Highland team to play well. And like you said, with the travel and the environment and what Highland was playing for, very, very tough environment for the Red Ravens. But we spoke to Coach Liker a little bit earlier this week, and absolutely no doubt the Red Ravens will bounce back.
Yep. I've talked with him. He's telling me, obviously, it was a learning curve. You learn some things about your team. So we're stressing those things in practice this week and going forward. We know, obviously, this upcoming week we play Dodge, and Dodge played a really tough game themselves, you know, right out of the gates. When they had some chances to put it on Iowa Western a little bit, they lost right at, you know, towards the end, but they played a really good game. So this weekend, with Dodge coming to town with us, shaping up to be a good game. Hopefully we're able to get it turned around.
Absolutely. And something that I really enjoyed from taking away from that game was just how impressed I was with the offensive's kind of resilience, where in that first half, you know, not a lot was going their way. Mm-hmm. But then we got to the second half, and really the two things that stood out to me was the impressiveness of the running game. Amiri Wiggins had a big game. He had that big touchdown run, of course.
Yeah.
Azarian Smith had a touchdown as well. And then I was just really impressed with the poise of Connor Oppo. I mean, it was not the best day on the stat sheet, and of course it wasn't the best day for the offense clicking as a whole.
Yep.
But in that fourth quarter, you saw leadership qualities. You saw him going up to the offensive lineman, keeping everyone engaged. Very impressive performance for the freshman.
We had our chances, even with all the other side stuff going on. It came down to it. You know, we played a good second half. We were able to come back into the game. We had our chance to win, and we just couldn't quite get over that last hurdle there at the end. We had first and goal from the 8-yard line with a couple minutes left, and we just couldn't get it punched in. So
yeah, and we'll see. Coach Liker might not want to hear this from me when we talk at the coaches show tomorrow, but I think it bodes well for the talent of this team and their future in 2023. Mm-hmm. When you make so many mistakes and you have so much go not your way, and you had a chance to win with 3 minutes to go.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think that's the Red Raven spirit kind of coming through there in the second half, thinking, well, okay, you know, we're behind, but we can still win this, type of thing.
And as long as, you know, that talent's on that field, and as long as Coach Liker's on the sidelines, it feels like there's never really a moment until that final that final second ticks off that it doesn't feel like the Red Ravens have a chance to win.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So let's get into, the final. A lot of, teams, fall sports starting to get their first home games under their belt, and we have one tomorrow with the Red Raven volleyball team coming back to Nellis Hall to take on NEO. And they've gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, but I hesitate from saying slow start because they have played some very, very good nationally recognized programs. And, that's something that my alma mater did a lot for our sports is we would play teams that were probably better than us from a talent perspective. But you learn a lot from those games. You compete with some of the best in the nation, and then you are ready to go when conference season comes around. And I think that's what Coach Kelly's thinking, too.
I think so. She started off the season. She went up north to a tournament up north and was 2-2, which is not bad. Coming out of the gate, you have obviously at a junior college, you're turning over at least half your team every year. So you're trying to get those new girls worked in. You know, they came back. And of course, their first conference game was against Cali. Perennially ranked Cali, and had some moments. I thought they started off against Cali, played a strong first set. They did lose in three sets, but they played had Cali here and there with them, and then she. This last weekend took them down to a tournament down in Texas at Cisco, and I think all four teams she played down there were all Division I teams. For those who don't know, we play on the Division II side in volleyball for that. So she was playing Division I teams down in Texas, and like you mentioned, a little tougher competition. You know, those schools are getting after it on the volleyball side in Division I. So took it on the chin a little bit through those four games, but hopefully we had some learning experiences going in, and we'll get stuff righted, and then we're coming in tomorrow with the first home match over in Nellis Gymnasium against NEO, so we'll see how we stack up.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think one of my favorite things about Coach Kelly is, she's got such a positive outlook on every situation where it's not, when this program loses, it's not a loss. It's either you win or you learn, and I like that mentality. And I think, like you said, I talked to her a little bit earlier today, and she said, on that first day, it was maybe a little more frustrating because they felt like they were pretty even on the talent side and they just didn't execute well. But on that second day, she said they were playing some really tough teams, and she thought they played them very, very tough. And so I think they got a little bit of momentum coming into this stretch. And looking at the schedule, this is a great chance for them to kind of really catch fire because nine of their next 10 matches are at home.
Are at home. That's the flip side of having so many games on the road to start the season. Well, it'll equal out. There should be a time in there where you have a pretty good string of home games in a row. So
absolutely, And we'll get into that. We'll get into that a few more in a few weeks. But that's something I talked about with Coach Harrison as well, where you get to late September for soccer, and they have six of seven at home. So there's big home stands where you have your chance to become one of the top teams in the conference every year.
And it's tough in soccer. And I know we moved off soccer, but the soccer with the last couple of years with the conference kind of moving to, from Division One to Division Two, the schools kind of figuring out where they're at. Most of the Division One schools are on the west end of the state, and we're still in Division One in soccer. You know, your Allens, your Neosho's, your Johnson Counties have all kind of moved into a Division Two, so we're going Division One on both men's and women's soccer, which makes for some pretty good trips out to Western Kansas, for those types of things. So it's good to have a few games at home in a row on that end of it, so you're not spending so much time on the road traveling out to Western Kansas for those Division One schools.
It certainly is. Fall sports underway at Coffeyville, and one of my favorite things, maybe my favorite thing about Red Raven Athletics, whether you're talking football, soccer, volleyball, basketball, baseball, the ways you can watch Coffeyville Community College. A lot of our athletes are from out of state, out of country sometimes, other side of the world sometimes. Yeah. And I love that, at the JUCO level, you can listen on US 98 on the radio. You can watch on our awesome YouTube stream, the Red Raven Sports Network. We have, of course, now a brand new weekly coaches show that we're doing that I'm very excited about. So just one of my favorite things about this is it may be a JUCO athletics department in a small town, but I think with the effort that the group puts in, we put in a D1 effort.
We try. We're trying to get out. I've been proud of our streaming efforts and of all our, with the sports we stream out, given those parents and family members and friends and whoever, coaches out there at the schools recruiting our athletes a chance to see our athletes. We started off a few years back with football and basketball, and then now we've currently moved into volleyball, baseball, softball should all be streamed this year. So we're excited to have the opportunity to get those out to those people.
No doubt about it. And not much of a better person to lead that than Andrew. I mean, Andrew Elrod does an amazing job.
He does a great job. Yes, he does.
He absolutely does. Well, Brad, thanks so much for stopping by. Of course, plenty to talk about with Red Raven Sports. We'll have plenty more to talk about again next week. And any final thoughts?
Shout out to the Red Raven cross country team. They open up this Friday with their first cross country meet of the year over at Joplin at Missouri Southern.
So. How about that? Great stuff. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you. We'll be back.